Instead, I think we'll talk about a topic which is really a very basic question, and that is, what exactly was given at Har Sinai? When were we told the mitzvahs, how they develop, and the like? And the truth of the matter is that I have a number of questions and areas of confusion in this topic, so we'll discuss it together, and maybe we'll come to greater clarity. So we're going to do it in three sections. One, first we're going to focus on the Rambam, then the Ramban, and then perhaps other sources. So we'll start with the Rambam, and begin with the Rambam's eighth Iker. This is from his Hakdama to Perek HaChelek, the Yud Gimel Ikar Yemuna. Vayisod Hashmini Hu Torah Min HaShamayim. The eighth principle that all Jews must believe in is that Torah is min hashamayim, b'hu shenamin shekol ha-Torah hazo hanimtes biyadenu hayom ki ha-Torah shenitna la-Moshe. That our entire Torah that we have today is the Torah that was given to Moshe. Now, there are some issues here with respect to the question of the text of the Torah. And that's not tonight's topic. As you all know, there are some discrepancies. The Gemara itself already notes Anan lo beki b'chaser v'yaseri. There are some letters, additional ones, and the like. And that's a question, but not for tonight. The entire Torah that we have, which is fundamentally true, whether or not you spell a tzuadaka with a hey or an aleph or the like, our entire Torah is the one that was given to Moshe. V'shi kula mipi agvura. And it entirely is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kolomar, shigia eleha kula meis Hashem haga'a shekorin osa al derech ha'ash'ala dibor. It all comes from Hashem, and he says al derech ha'ash'ala, meaning to say that the word speech with respect to God is an anthropomorphism. God cannot speak. God is not physical in any way. But we use the term speech with respect to God because that's the only way that we could sort of imagine it's similar to human speech. It's an analogy. So the entire Torah was communicated by God to Moshe. Vein yodeya echos osa haga elohu alav hashalom asher higia elav. In other words, we don't necessarily know the details of how it was communicated. Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than any other prophet, and part of his greatness was that he was able to receive the divine message in a unique way, and that's something that we, as non-prophets, cannot really imagine. V'shu b'malas lavlar shekorin lafana b'hukosiv kula ta'aricheha v'sipureu mitzvoseha. So Moshe Rabbeinu was like a lavlar, way, is almost like a stenographer, meaning to say the words of the Torah are not the words of Moshe, he simply writes the words that God dictated to him. There's also an interesting question, but not for tonight. Do we distinguish between Devarim and the other books, or are they all the same? V'kach nikra mechokek. That's why Moshe is called the mechokek.
And also what was written prior to Matan Torah is also a problem.
Well, I mean, correct. So happy you could make it. That was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. V'ein havdel bein uvnei cham kush u'mitzrayim ufut u'kena'an v'shem ishto mehetaval bas matred o anochi Hashem u'shmai Yisrael Hashem u'kenu Hashem echad. There's no difference between the important psukim and the non-important psukim, quote unquote, meaning to say psukim like Shema Yisrael, which we think of as important, or psukim that don't seem to have any particular importance, like who Esav's wives were. They're all equally from God. They're all equally important. Hakol mipi hagvura v'hakol toras Hashem tamima tahora kadosh emes. They all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nase minashe etzlam kofer upoked yoser mikol kofer acher el lefisha chashev sheish b'tora tuch v'kilfa v'she'elu hatarichim v'sipurim. What led Menashe, the heretical king, to become a kofer? The fact that he made fun of these things. He thought that certain things in the Torah are pointless, they're silly. Umoshe midato amram, or Moshe himself made them up. The Mishnah says that anyone who says, Ein Torah min HaShamayim, Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. What does that mean? It means that they deny that even a single idea, a single pasuk, a single concept comes from anywhere besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amru shu'omer shakal tar kulam epi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chutz mi pasuk echad shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu el emoshim epi atmo v'zehu ki k'dvar Hashem baza ta'ala Hashem mima sh'omrim ha'kofrim ela kol osheba yesh b'chachmos v'niflos l'mish evinu Hashem. If you understand, so you'll see that every word of Torah has tremendous wisdom. The Rambam in Mornevuchim actually has a section in which he goes through all the psukim which seem to be superfluous, such as genealogies and the like, and shows why they are significant, why the Torah included them, and how they in fact do convey great wisdom, despite what we might otherwise think. The losu tusag tachlis chachmasa, arucha meretz mida, rechava min hayam, ve'en l'adam elu l'spalo, kimo david mashiach elokei, left column. Yisrael, Elokei Yaakov, Shispalo Gal Einai Vabita Niflos Mitar Sacha. So what is man but to do, but to pray to God that he sees this incredible wisdom? And then Rambam continues, V'chein Perusha HaMekubal Gam Hu Mipi HaGvura. Not just the Torah is from Hashem, meaning the text of the Torah, but also the explanation of the Torah, the Perusha HaMekubal. Mekubal in the sense of Kabbalah, in the sense of tradition. So Hashem not only gave us the Torah, but he also gave us the interpretation of the Torah, and that too comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zesh anu osim hayom tzura sasukah v'alula v'shofar v'tzitzis v'hatfilim v'zulasam hi atzma tzura sh'amar Hashem l'moshe v'amar l'hu v'hu rak me'uvil shlichos ne'aman b'meh shehevi v'adibur hamor. Okay, so he gives an example. How do we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah says pre-Eitz Hadar, that's a reference to an Esrog, that we know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told that to Moshe, who passed it on to us. So there are two aspects then to this Iker. Number one is that the text of the Torah is from Moshe, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single word, and moreover, the interpretation of the Torah, the Perusha Mekubal, that too comes from Moshe, lest one think that this was developed later or made up at some other time. No, what Sukkah means, what Lulav means, what Tefillin means, all these are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. V'adibor amor al yisod hazeh, hashmini hu imru bezos, hu amro bezos teid un ki ani Hashem, ki Hashem shalachani, right, ki lo melibi. All of the principles have psukim that refer to them, and this is that Moshe Rabbeinu says, with this you should know that everything that I'm teaching you to you comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't make it up. Ad kan divrei Rambam. So the Rambam tells us, as we mentioned, there's two aspects. One is that the text of the Torah was given to Moshe, and here he doesn't tell us where the text was given, which is an important thing. When we say Torah Misinai, so we're not referring to the text of the Torah. There's actually a debate in the Gemara whether the text of the Torah is Megillah Nitna or Chasuma Nitna. Megillah Nitna meaning given in installments, or Chasuma Nitna given in one installment at the end. Now, that is obvious. Nobody would think that the text of the Torah was given at Sinai. For example, presumably Moshe would not have been chote with the Mei Meriva had he read about that at Sinai. So the text of the Torah was not completed till the end. And the question then is, what was given at Sinai? So the Rambam here doesn't clarify. His focus at this point is that it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Moshe. However, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, he does clarify, and he tells us, the next source, Eilu heim sheish meos v'shloshes rei mitzvos shenemru lo l'moshe b'sinai, hein v'klalosein upratosein v'dikdukehen. So all 613 mitzvos were given at Sinai, they and their interpretations, and the details. So the text of the Torah wasn't given at Sinai. Perhaps part of it was, perhaps until that point was given and the like. As I said, that's a debate. But what is agreed upon, the Rambam says, is that the mitzvos, the Taryag mitzvos, were given at Sinai. So the stories and the psukim perhaps weren't given at Sinai, but the mitzvos, and not just the Taryag mitzvos, but he says the pratim, the dikdukin, all of them were given at Sinai. V'kol osan haklalos v'apratos v'hadikdukin v'abiurin shel kol mitzvah mitzvah hitorah shebal peh shekiblu beistin mipi beistin. And this includes all of the details. The ones that we have now really go back from basin to basin to basin all the way to Moshe at Sinai. So things seem pretty straightforward. What did Moshe get at Sinai? The Taryag mitzvos, hein v'dikdukein u'pratosein. Great. Rambam repeats this again in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. Kol ha-mitzvos shenitnu lo l'Moshe b'Sinai b'feirusha nitnu. The mitzvos were given at Sinai, and not just the mitzvos, but their interpretation. And he quotes a pasuk for this, shenemar, ve'etna l'cha es luchos ha'evan v'torah mitzvos. So what does that mean? The pasuk here says, what did I give you at Sinai? Luchos ha'aven, number one. Torah, number two. Mitzvos, number three. Torah, zu Torah shebichsav. U'mitzvah, zu perusha. V'tzivanu, and obviously luchos are luchos. Now, the truth is, it's interesting. The Rambam here interprets the pasuk a little differently than the Gemara interprets it. The Gemara, on each and every one of these words, derives a different thing. So it says,
Brachos, right?
Yeah, Gemara's in Brachos. I didn't include it on your source books, but the Gemara, I'll read it to you. I have it here. Amar of Shimon ben Lakish is Daf Hamad Aleph. May dechsev vetna locha es luchos ha'even v'tor v'mitzvah asher kasavti larosam luchos elas ersa dibros Torah zu mikra v'mitzvah zu mishnah asher kasavti elu nevi'im uksuvim lahorasam ze gemara milame chikulam nitnu l'moshe v'sinai. So the Rambam here understands it more generally. There is actually another issue, because it says here Torah is Torah shebichtav. We said before that the Torah shebichtav at least wasn't completed till the end. Perhaps this is a reference to the Torah shebichtav until that point, as Rashi points out on those psukim, meaning to say the Torah until that point was given to Moshe. According to the Ramban, that would correspond with the view of Megillah Nitna. So perhaps Torah, the Rambam says, is Torah shebichtav, so that's the view that the text of the Torah until that point was given at Sinai. And again, mitzvah, so what's mitzvah? Mitzvah means the perushim. So why does Rambam not say like the Gemara? So one is the Gemara might is alpi drush. The pshat is not referring to ksuvim and neviim and Gemara. It could be the Rambam understands that when the Gemara meant ha-mitzvah zu mishnah, mishnah doesn't mean mishnah like the text of the mishnah, that which Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi authored, but it means the interpretation of the mitzvos. I once heard an interesting point from someone named Rabbi Treibitz. He suggested that the Rambam here was, among other things, coming to refute the Karaites. Remember, the Karaites denied the oral law. So explaining the pasuk based off of a Gemara that certainly doesn't accord with the Pshuto Shel Mikra isn't going to convince them of anything. The Rambam here is showing that even Alpi Pshuto Shel Mikra, which they accepted supposedly, the psukim allude to an oral law that was given along with the Torah.
When Reb Simloy makes his big statement about Taryag, we were commanded at Sinai, he quotes the same pasuk.
No,
quote any pasuk.
No, there it's based off of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah 6:11, and
so he's not quoting it.
Right.
But according to Gemara, if Tanakh was already given at Har Sinai,
we're going to talk about that. Well, what would that mean?
No, so then the Chumash also.
Correct. What does it mean? Tanakh was given. We'll see other sources that sound like the Gemaras, the Rabbanans, and the like. That's. Hopefully at the end we'll get back to those sources, which are obviously very perplexing. Good.
And also, in terms of Sinai, as opposed to like Arvos Moav and Pesach Sheni.
Right, good. So what do you deal with Pesach Sheni, Benos Tzlafchad, and
all? Well, everything that Moshe got in Ohel Moed.
Good. So we have to get back to those questions. Excellent. Excellent. So those are all questions we have to return to. Now, until now, it sounds like the Rambam has been saying that Kol HaTorah Kula, meaning Taryag Mitzvos U'Perushen, were given at Sinai. End of story. But when we read on in the Rambam, we'll see that this is not so simple. The Rambam, in a number of places, writes that there's an aspect of the interpretation of the Torah which is always, which is new, which is novel, which wasn't given at Sinai. Just to cite a couple of places where you see this in the Rambam, take a look on page 2. The bottom right, from Hilchos Mamrim. Based in the Gadol Shvishalayim, him ikra tar shebal peh, v'im amudei ha-hora'a, u'mehem chok u'mishpat yotze l'chol Yisrael, v'alein hivticha Torah shenemar al piya Torah sheyarucha mitzvah saseh, v'chol amamim Moshe Rabbeinu v'tarara so chayev lismoch ma'ase adas alein v'lishayin alein. So this is the authority of the base in Hagadol. Kol mi sheinu osek ha-rasan over b'lo sase shenemar lo sase menarav sheyidu l'chayyamin u'smol v'ein lokin alav zeh mipnei shenitan lazaris misis beistin shekol chacham shemora al divrehem misas l'b'chenek shenemar avisha sheyaseh v'zadon v'gomer, referring to Zakin Mamre. So you have to follow the rulings of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Anyone who violates this is in violation of the law of Lo Sasor. Now, what things are included, says the Rambam, if you reject that which the Sanhedrin says in the following matters? Echad varm shalamdu osam et piyashmua, v'heim tar shabal peh. Either you reject that which they said, namely that which they received from tradition, mit piyashmua, and this is what we call tar shabal peh. V'echad varm shalimdum mit pidatan, v'achas min amido shatora nidrashes bahen, v'nira be'enein shedavar zeh kachu, or things that they came up with, meaning to say manners in which they interpreted the Torah using the mido shatora nidrashes bahen, and things that they say are correct. And finally, three, v'echad varm shasam siyag l'torah, also their legislative authority, the mitzvos de Rabbanan. Rambam writes here, the third category need not relate to us. Presumably, for now, we'll assume mitzvos de Rabbanan weren't given at Sinai. But when it comes to mitzvos de Raisa and the interpretation of the Torah, the interpretation of mitzvos, there are two categories. There are things which we know from tradition, mipi ha shmua, and then there are things that are made up, that the Sanhedrin, in each and every generation, would understand the Torah using things like the Mido Shatar Nedreshes Bahen. But these are things that are new. These are things that were not received as a tradition, Mipi Da'atam, meaning to say there are details of the Taryag Mitzvos, all of the halachos that are derived from drashos. Well, not all drashos, we'll explain that later, but many drashos, and Mido Shatar Nedreshes Bahen, these were not things that were derived from Misora. These are things, like the Rambam says, that are mipi da'atam. So the Rambam here is telling us that there are many aspects of the interpretation of the Torah and the interpretation of mitzvos which do not emanate from Sinai, at least directly. Likewise, the Rambam in Shoresh Beis of his Sefer HaMitzvos, there he goes through all the rules of what should be included in Taryag Mitzvos, writes, next source, Shein Roy Limnos Kol Ma Shelemedim Be'achas Miyud Gimel Midos Omi Riboy Hine Lo Kol Ma Shenimta L'Chachamim Shehotzi Behekesh Mishal Shesrei Midos Nemar Shehu L'Moshe Misinai. The Rambam tells us that many of the halachos, and again, when you learn Gemara, this is many, many things. We learn all sorts of halachos from Kava Chomer, Gzeira Shava, right? Not every Gzeira Shava, not every Binyanav comes from Sinai. So even though the Rambam said before that every one of the details, Pratosein, Klalosein, Dikdukeim, all of those come from Sinai, we now have a problem, because now he's telling us that many of the Pratim, Dikdukim, and the like seem not to come from Sinai. And the Rambam says this as well in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah. We won't read it. We already saw it to other places. So what's the pshat? So the resolution to this problem can be found in the Rambam's Hakdama to Perusha Mishnayos. And there the Rambam writes the following. The mitzvos, or halachos, I should say, could be divided into five categories. I guess we'll just start from the beginning. V'zeh ikar, so we're bottom left of page 1. V'zeh ikar, sorry, page 2. V'zeh ikar yesh lecha la'amod al sodo. B'hu sheperushim hamikubalim mipi Moshe en machlokes bahem b'shum panim. The Rambam writes that when it comes to matters that there is a perush hamikubal, when it comes to the oral interpretation of the law, the Rambam actually writes there are two categories. One are what he calls Perushim HaMikubalim, which means the interpretations of a pasuk that come to us by tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. Things like he said before, Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamon, Pri Eitz Hadar means Esrog, Totafos means Tefillin, and the like. And the second is what is known as Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, which are traditions that are not rooted in a text. The idea that achilas matzah is bekizayis. There's no pasuk that we see that from. That is simply an oral tradition. And if we do associate it with a pasuk, it's an asmachta. It's not the pshat in the psukim. So both of these things come to us from Moshe MiSinai. That's one thing. Then there's another aspect. Just before then, when it comes to Perushim HaMikubalim or Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, the Rambam says there's never a machlokas in Shas. Why? Because if we have a tradition, nobody could argue with a tradition. If one opinion in the Gemara said, oh, I have a tradition, I have a Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that X, then nobody's going to argue with it because he has a Mesorah. Where do we find machlokas then? Right? The Gemara is full of machlokas, and it's full of machlokas b'nogeya l'dinim d'oraisa. So where do you find machlokas? You find machlokas about that other category we referred to before, drashos that are made up. Now, these relate to dinim deraisa, but because they're made up, right, like the Rambam said, they were said mipi da'atan. So naturally they could come to machlokas. The Rambam here is refuting the view of the Gaonim that all machlokas stemmed from forgetfulness. The Rambam says, no, when it comes to the things that there's a tradition for, there was no forgetting. Where is there machlokas? There's machlokas about things that are dependent upon human reasoning. Two people could read the same text and interpret it in two different ways. And therefore, machlokas in the Gemara, when it comes to dinim deraisa, obviously when it comes to dinim derabanan, we understand how there could be machlokas. But when it comes to dinim deraisa, when you have machlokas, it's because there wasn't a tradition about how to read this particular pasuk, how to interpret this particular halacha. And therefore, there's machlokas. Now, turn to the top of page 3. Ukiyotze bezeh bechlal amitzvos ein machlokas bahen. Shekulan perushim mikubalim mipi Moshe ve'alein ve'aldumehen amru Kol haTorah ne'emru klalo seha upratosa v'dikduka MiSinai. The Rambam now has answered our question. Again, what was the stira we had in the Rambam? The Rambam said, Kol tarkula klalo seha upratosa v'dikduka was said at Sinai. And then he said there are all sorts of things that were made up throughout the generations. And says the Rambam, when we say Kol haTorah kula upratosa v'dikduka were said at Sinai, a statement that appears numerous places in Chazal, what they mean to say is that the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai's come from Sinai, the Perushim HaMikubalim come from Sinai, doesn't mean that every single diktuk of every single pasuk or every single halacha or every single mitzvah comes from Sinai. Much of that was developed over the years. Aval, Afal pishein mikubalim ein machlokes bahem mechach masatora nesuna lanu nucha lohotzi mimena elu haperushim bederach mi darkei hasvaros vasmachtos varayos varamazim amitzuyim b'mikvah. Even though these things we know through tradition, the perushim hamikubalim, sometimes we could also derive them using tools like the midosh atar nedreshes bahen. There's an interesting question people sometimes wonder when you learn Gemara. The Gemara has a halacha and it says, how do we know this? And it quotes a drasha. So what came first, the halacha or the drasha? Is it pshat that we had this halacha and then we looked for a drasha for it? Or is it the opposite, that we interpreted the psukim and came to the halacha from the psukim? The Rambam here tells us it's sometimes one and sometimes the other. Sometimes we had a Kabbalah And we ask, how do we know it's true? We had a Kabbalah, ayin tachas ayin is mamon. The Gemara then goes ahead and tries to show how we could also see this from the text. So there we had the halacha first, and then we had the drasha. Sometimes it's the reverse. Sometimes the Gemara will only arrive at the halacha from the drasha. How do you know which is which? Sometimes hard to tell, but one clue the Rambam says that will always allow you to know is if there's a machlokas. If there's a machlokas about it, you know that this was something that was made up. It's not based off of a Mesorah.
So what do you do with the Gemara? Gemara starts Menohani Mili, and this one darshens this pasuk, this one darshens that pasuk, and then the Gemara says, oh, Gemara Gmiri law.
Oh.
So
what does that
mean?
So what the Gemara Rambam says those mean is as follows. The Gemara is looking for a Mekor in a pasuk, and the Gemara says, no. In other words, it's something everybody agrees upon, so we knew it. We want to know whether this is something that we could find in a pasuk as well. And the Gemara says, no, it's Gemara Gemiri, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. The Rambam actually gives an example of that.
Well, I mean, they should have known. What do you mean? Why is Reb Shimon darshaning a hair and he's
repulsing? No, they were trying to, that's what the Rambam says. There are many times that we know something mipi ha-shmua, but we try to see if we could also see it in
so
the pasuk.
They're looking for asmachtes only.
Oh, if it's not even, they're looking to see, is it a perush ha-mekubal, or is it halach l'moshe misinai? The Rambam gives an example of that. The Rambam says, shiurim are halach l'moshe misinai, Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a pasuk, eretz chitel, so ra gath and notar. Each one of those things is a remez to a different shir. The Gemara says, no, that's an asmachta. What does that mean? The Rambam was seeing, is we know shiurim based off of tradition. Is it something that we could also see in the text? In other words, is it a perush ha-mekubal? And the Gemara says, no, it's just an asmachta. So, sometimes the Gemara is going to have a back and forth about that point, because the Gemara very frequently tries to show how things that we know from tradition also could be seen in a psukim. And sometimes it will say, no, you can't really see it in a psukim, at least in a compelling way. Skip down to where it's bolded again. V'zeh inyan ma she'amru klaloseha upratoseha ratzu lomar ha'inyanim shenuchal lotziyam b'chlal ufrat v'shar yud gimel midos v'heim mikubalim mipi Moshe m'sinai v'kulam afal p'sheim mikubalim mipi Moshe lo nemar b'hem halacha l'moshe m'sinai she'en lomar priyet hadar hu esrog halach l'moshe m'sinai o chovel b'chaveh m'shal imamon halach l'moshe m'sinai shekvar nizbarer lanu she'elu ha'perushim kulam mipi Moshe v'yesh lam ramazim b'mikra o yotziu osam b'derech b'darki ha'svara k'mo she'amarnu. Okay. So that's running late, that's Shitas HaRambam, I believe. Shitas HaRambam is that we accept the view, it's actually a debate in the Gemara, but we accept the view in the Gemara that Kalosea Pratosea Dikta were said at Sinai, but that doesn't mean that every single prat of every single mitzvah was given at Sinai. It means the mitzvos were all given at Sinai, their Perushim HaMikubalim, the Halach L'moshim Sinai. The Rambam writes that the basic details of the mitzvos are given at Sinai. Generally speaking, when you have machlokas, it's not about the basics of a mitzvah, it's about various details of the mitzvah. Everybody agrees tefillin are square, everybody agrees Kriyat Tzadar is esrog, etc. There are sometimes details. Those details are the subject of dispute, and if they're the subject of dispute, it means that that matter of dispute does not come from Moshe Misinai. So this is important because, again, if you didn't see these other sources, you would think that when he says klalosa pratosa dikduka whenever seen, it means everything. And over here, he clarifies. Okay, ad kan divrei Rambam. Let's turn to the Ramban, and we'll start on page 4. So there are a number of interesting things in the Ramban. We don't have time to get into all of them. We have till 8:30.
I said my was at 10 to 9.
Which should we?
10 to 9.
10 to 9? Okay. Slow down. So, Shitas HaRamban is very interesting. The Ramban, as you all know from reading his commentary, is very careful to figure out what is the interpretation on a level of pshat and what is the interpretation on a level of drash. And the Ramban writes that even though we have al pi drash, kolatarkula, kloloseha, pratoseha, and dikdukeha were said at Sinai, Nevertheless, I'll peep shot, this isn't true. Let me give an example. The Pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra writes that Vayikra was stated to Moshe where? Olam Moed. So I'll peep shot. It sounds like the mitzvos in Sefer Vayikra were given at Olam Moed. Olam Moed was not Har Sinai. It was later, after Moshe came down from Sinai. So the Ramban says, I'll peep shot. Many mitzvos were given at Olam Moed. But I'll peep drash, meaning the rabbi said, the view of Chazal is they were said at Sinai. So just to see an example of where he says this, now take a look, we'll do it, the one on page 5, right column. This is from Vayikra Perek Zayin. The Pasuk says, Zos, top right, Zos HaTorah la'olah la'mincha v'la'chatas v'la'asham v'la'milim v'la'zevach ha'shlamim asher tziva Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai b'yom tzavoso es b'nei Yisrael lakriv es kar b'neihem la'ashem b'midbar Sinai. So the Pasuk's confusing. It seems to be referring to two different places, behar Sinai and b'midbar Sinai. So what's going on here? So the Ramban writes, Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai al derech rabosenu kol ha-mitzvos namru le-Moshe b'Sinai klalosehen pratosehen v'dikduken v'nishno mehen be'olam moed v'hine mitzvos vayikra shenuyos. So the halachos said in Vayikra, according to Drash, are shenuyos. It says they were told to Moshe at Olam Moed. That doesn't mean this was the first time they were told to Moshe. This was a repetition. Here, he says, al derech rabosenu. He's actually, it's a debate in the Gemara. If you turn back to page 4, left column, the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin Beis, records two opinions on this. Just look where it's bolded. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, klalos nemru b'Sinai upratos b'Olam Moed. Rabbi Akiva Omer, klalos upratos nemru b'Sinai v'nishnu b'Olam Moed v'nishtalshu b'arvos moav. So there's actually two points of dispute. According to Rabbi Shmuel, klalos were at Sinai and pratos were at Olam Moed. According to Rabbi Akiva, klalim and pratim were at Sinai. And then, according to Rabbi Akiva, was repeated three times, Sinai, Har Sinai, Olam Moed, and Arvos Moav. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't mention that repetition. Be that as it may, the Rambam here takes for granted that the dominant view in Chazal is that of Rabbi Akiva. We find that that is the position that's assumed in many places. And he says that's the view of Derech Rabosenu, so that's the view of Chazal. And that which it says in Vayikra, these were stated at Olam Moed, that doesn't mean they were stated first, but they were shnuyos. But then he says, Val derech hapshat shi'uro, again back to right column of page 5, Val derech hapshat shi'uro asher tziva Hashem es Moshe behar Sinai, uviyom tzavo so es b'nei Yisrael, b'midbar Sinai, lakriv es kar b'neihem la'Hashem. Ki tziva b'miluim behar Sinai, v'chein be'ola v'chatas, v'tziva b'mincha v'ashem v'zivche eshlamim, b'midbar Sinai b'ol moed. Meaning to say that the Pasuk again refers to Har Sinai and Midbar Sinai. Some of the Karbanos were set at Har Sinai, namely the ones that are mentioned in Sefer Shmos. And other Karbanos that are only mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, like the Asham, were given at Midbar Sinai, saying Midbar Sinai refers to Olam Moed. V'yitachein ki tam Bar Sinai b'makom hazeh lifnei Har Sinai. Alternatively, when it says Bar Sinai, it doesn't mean Har Sinai, it means lifnei Har Sinai, which includes Olam Moed. Remember, they were lifnei Har Sinai for quite a long time, over a year, right? V'hu ba'olam moed. No, you're right, not over. I was thinking from Yitzchak Mitzrayim, but right. So that is, so when it says behar Sinai, again, I'll peep shot, it means olam moed, it means lifnei har Sinai. Okay. So, derech agav, another time we could talk about this. The fact that Ramban is very happy with saying Alpi Pshat this happened and Alpi Drash that happened, which if you stop to think about it seems very strange, what actually happened. The Ramban Shita here is something that's very interesting, but again, for now we'll just note it, and another time perhaps we could explain what he means. So, okay, so we have these two Mahalchim, the Ramban repeats this many times. Just one other example that you see this is in his Hakdama to Sefer Dvarim. If you look on the bottom right of page 5, so the Ramban is dealing with the issue that there are many mitzvos, not many, but a handful of mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim, like let's say Yibum, that don't appear anywhere else. So what does that mean? So some understand that means that they were given at Arvos Moav. That's, for example, the view of the Radvaz. If they're only stated in the Book of Dvarim, so it must be that's when they were given. And he thinks that there's no reason to assume all Taryag mitzvos were given at Sinai. Rather, they could have been given over the course of the 40 years. But the Ramban seems to think that's incorrect. We'll just read here where it's bolded. Va'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh kama mitzvot shelo nizkru klal kigon hayibum v'din hamotzi shemra v'agerushin b'isha v'edim zomimin v'zulasan u'kvar nemru lo kulan b'sinai o b'o'el moed b'shana harishona. So he says Sinai or o'el moed, meaning to say Sinai according to Drash, O'el Moed according to Pshat. So all the mitzvos, including the mitzvos that are only mentioned in Dvarim, were already told to Moshe at Sinai in the narrow sense, meaning Har Sinai, or Sinai in the broader sense, namely O'el Moed, because like he said there, O'el Moed really still relates to Sinai. You see, the difference between the Drash and the Pshat, he says, isn't so significant. Either way, it's Sinai. The question is it Har Sinai, or is it an expanded Sinai to include O'el Moed? But they were all given at Sinai. That's very significant for the Ramban. However, they're only presented here. Why? Because lo nischad shulo ela divrei habrish kasher nisparesh bo. The only thing that's new here are the divrei habrish, the bris in Sefer Dvarim that was created at Arvos Moav. Okay. And then the Ramban talks about why some mitzvos were said earlier and some Hashem waited to Dvarim, either because these were particularly relevant for Knisa Aretz or the like. So the Ramban's position seems pretty simple, except one issue that you raised is that there do seem to be some mitzvos that could not have been given at Sinai. For example, you mentioned the story of Benos Tzlafchad. That took place in the 40th year of the desert. The Benos Tzlafchad came to Moshe. They said, Lama Nigara. And Moshe said, you're right. And gave the Parsha of Nachalos. Likewise, this past week's Parsha, we read about Pesach Sheni. Though Pesach Sheni poses less of a problem because it was at least Midbar Sinai. it would be more of a problem for the Drash, but not for the Pshat. But what do we do with cases like this? So,
are we until now putting the Ramban in the camp that how does this relate to Halacha Mashmah Sinai Pirush and Mekubal?
He hasn't told us anything about that, so I don't know. But he might agree with the Ramban, he might not. Either way, for the Ramban, it's really a different issue, which is not so much in the Ramban when were the Pratim given, but when were the mitzvos given. So the Ramban here in two places that we saw, and there's some other places that we didn't read together, assumes that all Taryag mitzvos were given either at Har Sinai or Midbar Sinai.
So you're kind of honing in on the point that the Ramban said that there was chiddush later on that Chazal usually gives mm-hmm. the Shetar and the mm-hmm. that was a new part that the Ramban mm-hmm. holds, that the Ramban holds probably came from Sinai.
I don't know. The answer to that question is I don't know, because okay. the Rambam dealt with one issue, at least that we saw, namely when were Pratim, and the Rambam is dealing with another issue, which is when were the Taryag Mitzvos given.
Okay.
Now, take a look at this source, and this source seems to contradict what we've seen, but also at least addresses your question of things like Benos Tzlafchad. So this is from the Ramban's Hasagos and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban here, just to give you a little background, wrote a defense of the Bahag, which was critiqued by the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam is premised on the fact that there are exactly 613 mitzvos, no more and no less. And then he gives you all sorts of rules to figure out what are the 613 mitzvos. And the Ramban says, I'm not sure that the number 613 is so important. I don't know if everyone agrees to it. He notes that there are several places, for example, in Shas, where one opinion will say this is a mitzvah, another opinion will say it's not a mitzvah. Well, one second, does the opinion says not a mitzvah, he's got to dig up another one? And the Gemara should have said, Ulatimech, where is the 613th? And it should have said, Ulatimech, there's 614. And he wonders. He says, on the one hand, it's a memra of one amora, right, like you said. On the other hand, we do see many midrashim take for granted it was 613. And the Ramban says, I'm unsure about the significance of the number. And in this context, he writes the following. He writes that the statement Taryag mitzvos nemra lemoshe misinai cannot be taken literally, which supports, he's suggesting, the position that we shouldn't be so hung up on it. How do I know that the statement Taryag mitzvos nemra lemoshe misinai is lav dafka? Because there are clear exceptions. For example, vihine shtei parshios betorah uvehen mitzvos rabos velo nemru lemoshe misinai elaro nemru besinai nemru velo besinai parshish du yayin. So the pasuk says in parshish du yayin vaydaber Hashem el aron lemor, and tells us the parshish du yayin. So who got the mitzvah du yayin? Aron. So the Gemara that says tayag mitzvos nemru lemoshe misinai lav dafka uparshish mishmaris hakahuna velevio manos kuna. It's a little less of a problem because it says Moshe Aaron, I think, in the pasuk. Velo chashish lo tziyam in achashmin. So you see that Chazal weren't so worried; they didn't bother saying, "Oh, maybe take out those mitzvos." Umitzos rabos lo nemru b'sinai, ella b'shas ma'isa kigon din mikoshesh. That halacha didn't take place at Sinai. Uvnos tzlafchad velo chashish ulatziyan. So here you see that the Ramban takes for granted that there are certain mitzvos that were not given at Sinai. So that's the answer to your question. How do we explain it? The answer is in Achanami. But it seems like a stira in the Ramban, right? Until now he said Taryag mitzvos were said at Sinai, and now he says that there are exceptions. So
the vast majority would seem.
So okay, so one answer is that when he said it before, it was the vast majority. The problem with saying that is that then you could go ahead and say, okay, the mitzvot sheneschad shu b'sefer dvarim were also given later. In other words, how does he know to say that even though these mitzvot were only presented in dvarim, they were already taught at Sinai? Because we have this seemingly this principle with no exceptions of Taryag mitzvos nemru lemoshe misinai. So forget Taryag, right? The mitzvos were given at Moshe misinai. So once you're going to say there are some exceptions, there are a couple of exceptions, so say, okay, there are a couple more exceptions, like the mitzvos sheneschadshu. The only reason to I would assume, to presume that the new mitzvos of Dvarim were not given at Sinai is if you axiomatically presume that all mitzvos were given at Sinai. But here we see otherwise. So the only answer I could think of is that, and this perhaps makes us go back to what we talked about the Rambam, all 613 mitzvos were said at Sinai. The details of certain mitzvos perhaps were said later. So the fact that Mekoshesh is a detail in the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos was said at Sinai. That the Mekoshesh, whatever exactly he did, was Chayiv Misa, Yidei Skila. So that was Nemra later on. That was discovered later on. After all, the Gemara itself says that they knew that he was Chayiv Misa. They just didn't know which Misa he was Chayiv. And likewise, Benos Tzlafchad. So Yerusha they knew.
Right, but
how do we know that daughter? Like a detail, a prat. Maybe that's the answer. I'm not 100% sure. That's sufficient, because if that's true, so then he doesn't have a kasha on the Rambam from here. Because remember, what's he saying? I know that Taryag is lav dafka because there are mitzvos that are excluded. So that sounds like entire mitzvos are excluded, not just pratim mitzvos. If you're going to say what I'm saying,
right,
then it's not a kasha on the Rambam anymore, right? So if it... maybe what I'm saying is wrong, in which case we have to go back and say that what he said before, Taryag is lav dafka, like you were saying, it means most. But then we have the kasha, so what makes him so sure that the mitzvos and dvarim aren't new? Presumably then you would have to say, well, there aren't that many. In other words, maybe a couple, handful of exceptions, but the fact that we always say the Taryag mitzvos were given at Sinai, so one or two exceptions we could accept, but all of the new mitzvos at Dvarim, that's going too far. So I don't know. So I told you at the beginning there are issues in the Ramban that I don't understand. So I'm not so sure how to resolve these statements in Ramban. Okay, so now the third topic, which is to get back to an issue you brought up, which is how do we deal with a number of Gemaras that seem to indicate that everything was given at Sinai? So just to see two examples, and there are many more. The Gemara in Megillah, Yud Tes Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, this is on the left column of source 5, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsiv, Alim, Kechol Advar Masher, Diber Hashem, Imachem Bahar, Milamich HaKadosh Haro, Har'ehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemoshe Dikduke Torah, Vidikduke Sofim, Umashe Sofim, Asidim, Lachadish, Umayniu, Mikra Megillah. Everything was given at Sinai, even Mikra Megillah. The Gemara in Brachos, which we quote earlier, says Tanakh was given at Sinai. Lo Rasamzu Gemara. There's the famous Yerushalmi, Kol Mashe Talmud Vasek, Asid Lachadish, Namar, Lemoshe Misinai. The truth is, that's not a precise, that's the way Yerushalmi is always quoted. It's not what the Yerushalmi actually says. The Yerushalmi says Lahoros. But either way, these sources point to an expansive revelation at Sinai that includes everything. So there are a number of ways to resolve this. One possible reading is to suggest that these things are true, in a more literal sense, that Moshe was told even mitzvos derabanan. Now, does that mean that when Shlomo HaMelech was a misake mitzvos erevin or the like, he knew that? No. He did not transmit those. It was important for Moshe, as the Nosin HaTorah, to have an all-encompassing knowledge of all of Torah. But he was only instructed to relate Dinim D'oraisa. And this might be the meaning of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Avodah Zarah says over here, Amar Yitzchak, Ksiv Osi Tziva Hashem, Osi, sorry, of the Osi Tziva Hashem Osi, the Osi Namar, Li dvarim shenamar lachem v'namar li dvarim shenamar beino levein atzmi, which some interpretations is a cryptic Yerushalmi, but some understand that means that certain things were told to Moshe to pass on, and certain things Moshe was told, but he kept them to himself. Things like things that would become mitzvos derabanan. Another alternative, though this seems to be a very weak explanation, is he was told everything, and over the years we forgot it. Because of forgetfulness, and they were sort of reconstituted using our intellect later on. The Gemara does say that to some degree. It says, if you look at the source on page 6, right column, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, B'shash Niftar Moshe Rabbeinu Gan Eden, Amar Lo Yoshua, Shalmi Meni, Kol Sveiko Sheyesh Lecha, Amar Lo Rebbe, Klum, Hinachticha, Shah Achas V'alach L'machom Acher. So when Moshe was dying, he said to Yoshua, you have any questions? Yoshua says, no, got it all.
But when Moshe died, they forgot like 4,000.
So that's exactly this Gemara. Lo kach kasav tabi umishar. So Yoshua ben Nun al yomishtoch. Oh well, miyad tashish kocho shel Yoshua v'nishtakchu mimenu shalosh meos halachos v'noldo sheva meos feikos. And then what happened? B'masi satana elef ushva meos kalin v'chamorim gzeo shavos v'digdu gesov v'nishtakchu b'yimei evlo shel Moshe amer b'yavau afa b'lichem hechziran asniel ben kenaz mitoch pilpulo. So one resolution is, yeah, many things were given to Moshe. They were forgotten, and they were rediscovered using Svara. But again, that's hard to account for everything, Mitzvos Derabanan. So perhaps the easiest way to understand these sources is the approach taken by the Drashos Haran and others, which is that they're not meant to be taken so literally. That one reading suggested by many is that the concepts for all halachos, including mitzvos derabanan, come from Moshe at Sinai. Like you said, kein deraisa tikkun, we once, a number of years ago, talked about the Gemara around Purim time that says that when Mordechai and Esther tried to establish the holiday of Purim, it was controversial until they found that the concept of instituting a new holiday is in fact rooted at Sinai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make a Yantif for Pesach when we were saved, so certainly Mimisa L'chaim, meaning to say that the concept of commemorating a Yantif with things like Halal or Kriyas and Megillah or Hodah and the like, and Suda is rooted in the Torah and the like. But it doesn't mean literally every detail of every Din D'Rabbanan was stated to Moshe at Sinai. And there are those that go even further, and they argue that generally speaking, klalim were given to Moshe, but not pratim. One place where you see this is the Medrash Shmos Rabbah, left column of page 6. Davar acher vayitain el Moshe amar Rabbi Avo, kol mem yom she'asa Moshe lemala hayalame tov shocheach. Amar lei ribon ha'olam, yesh li mem yom vein yodea davar. See, we're not the only ones that had that problem with Shir. Ma asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, mishehishlem mem yom nasan l'Kodesh Baruch Hu satora matana, shenemar v'yitein el Moshe. V'chei kol hatora lamed Moshe, k'siv batora rucham eretz mida, urechav amine yam, ularbaim yom lamde Moshe, elaklalim lamduhu HaKodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So the conclusion of this medrash seems to be saying that the klalim were taught to Moshe, but not necessarily all of the pratim. Among the most famous thinkers to develop this idea is the Sefer HaIkrim, Rav Yosef Albo. He writes, "Va'od l'fi she'i'afshar," where it's bolded, "she'i'afshar she'tia Torah Hashem Yisbarach shlema b'ofen she'taspik b'chol hazmanim." We know that the Torah addresses everything. All of our modern questions and halachic shailas, new innovations and the like, all those we turn to the Torah to look for an answer. But how? And the answer is, l'fi she'pratim ha'mischadshim tamid b'inyanei ha'anashim b'mishpatim v'advarim ha'nif'alim hem rabim me'od mishiyichlalam sefer. This is one of the reasons why there is an oral law, he says. Why isn't it that everything is written? Because if everything was written, then there would be a limitation. Because it's oral, that allows for it to become, to be added to, as the time comes, as is necessary, as new questions arise. Al kein not nitnu l'moshe b'sinai al peh, drachim kolalim, nir mizu b'torah b'ktzara. Therefore, general principles were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is somewhat similar to what the Rambam writes. The Rambam, we saw earlier, said that the Mido Shatar Nidrashas, but how to interpret the Torah, the tools of interpretation were given to Moshe, but how they were practically utilized was left to the Chachamim b'chol dor vador. And he continues, Kadesh al Yadam yotzi ha-chachamim she-b'chol dor vador ha-pratim ha-mischadshim. The Torah Tamima on page 7 explains famously that this is how we should understand the famous Gemara with Rabbi Akiva, with Moshe Rabbeinu sitting in the back of Rabbi Akiva's classroom, his not understanding, and his being feeling better at the end when he heard it's Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So the Torah Tamima says, what does that mean? Why didn't he understand, and why did he feel better? The answer is he didn't understand because there is development. And why did he feel better? Because he saw at the end how it's all rooted in Torah Mesinai. Even though how each and every prat developed, that's not necessarily coming directly from Sinai. An idea that we saw in the Rambam, really, and elaborated here. And finally, perhaps we'll conclude with one very nice story that really stresses this point. The Gemara tells us a story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who was a farmer, didn't know much Torah, and he went to go study Torah. In fact, when his brothers found out about this, they tried to convince his father to disown him, and they succeeded. So his father went with him to disown him, And it's really a beautiful story. If you want some chizuk for Shavuos, you'll read it yourself.
It's in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar.
It's in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and I have the version here from Avos Rabbi Nasan. I actually have both here. It says that he went, and Amru Oso Ayom, Nasan Einav Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zaki Rabbi Elazar, Amru Lo Psachu Drosh. I'm on the page 8 right column. So his Rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to Rabbi Eliezer, "Okay, it's your turn today to say shir."
The
Amr Lo, Amr Lo, right, exactly. Ein yachol liftach in front of the Rabbi. Dachak alav v'dachku talmidim. Amaru pasach v'darash dvarim shelo shamatan ozen meolam. He mamish said things that no one had ever heard. Meolam. Yet we all know that Rabbi Lazar ben Hyrcanus was the one who said that I never said anything that I didn't hear from my Rebbe. So how could it, on the one hand, he say that I never said anything that I didn't hear from my Rebbe, and on the other hand, he said things, shalom, shamanta, nozim, yolam. And the answer, as many explain, is exactly what we're saying, that everything goes back to Moshe, and in the case of Rebbe Lazar ben Hyrcanus, everything goes back to his Rebbe. That doesn't mean to say, when it says he never said something that he hadn't heard from his Rebbe, it doesn't mean that every single part precisely. It means that all of his Torah was rooted in the Torah that he got from his Rebbe. It was a precise extension of the Mesorah that he received, but it doesn't mean that everything was precisely from his Rebbe. And with that, we could understand the Yerushalmi that we quoted earlier. Kol Masha Talmud Vasik Asad L'Chadesh was Namar L'Moshe Misinai. If it's a Talmud Vasek, if it's an Emes Dika Torah, if it's right, if it's truly rooted in the Mesorah, if it's coming out from the Torah that we got from Moshe, even if it's something new, it's a Chiddush, right? It's Asad L'Chadesh, it's new. Lo Shamata Nozim Miolam. But if it comes from that which we received at Sinai in a true way, so then it's a valid Chiddush. And that's what Talmud Torah is all about. It's to take what we've received and interpret it using our own knowledge and come up with new things. And that's why chidushim are such a powerful aspect of Torah, if they're true. The pasuk says, "Ma shehaya hu sheyeh, ma shenasa hu sheyaseh, ve'en kol chadash tachas hashemesh." So Rashi quotes, "Tachas hashemesh, there's nothing new, but lemala min hashemesh, when it comes to Torah, so there's always something new. Ein beis medrash below chidush b'chol yom." So on that note, we should all be zocha lekabel Torah be'avo v'yira, and to be mechadesh emes dika shtiklach, emes dika chidushei Torah, that were namar l'moshem isina, even as they are chidushim. Have a good yachid.